Psalm 84 tonight, the 84th Psalm. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallows a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Think on those things. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Think on these things. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. What a wonderful promise that is. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I want us to think tonight about a day in the presence of the Lord. A good part of your Bible deals with the theme of worship. This is a psalm about why we need to worship. God has put a void in our heart that can only be filled when we worship. This psalm is about that. In verse 1, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. How pleasant are thy tabernacles. The word tabernacles there is talking about a place to meet God. How amiable, how pleasant are those places to meet with God. In verse 2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. We should long, ladies and gentlemen, to be with God and with God's people. Sheep love to flock together. Look at verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Baca is not a literal valley. It means the valley of tears or the valley of sorrow or the valley of difficulty. It is a place filled with tears and brokenness. But even there, God provides all that we need. I have three thoughts this evening. First of all, every day is a gift from God to us. We should never take a day for granted. This is the way that God has packaged life for us. It is a gift from Him. Oh, hang on just a second. I want you to think about this. 3,500 babies are put to death by appointment every day. They will never know one day of life like us outside the womb as a gift from God. 500 babies a day. Turn over a page or so in your Bible to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. We'll begin reading in verse 9 of this psalm. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Moses simply said, don't waste your days. They are a gift from God. We should not live one day of our life without this book, without prayer, without thankfulness in our heart. We should never live one day in bitterness. To live one day in bitterness is to fail of the grace of God and be guilty of wasting that day. We should never waste a day. There's four things every Christian ought to do every day. I want you to go with me, first of all, to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Four things that a Christian ought to do every day. Luke 9:23, the Lord said this, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Every Christian ought to do that every day. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord. Second of all, Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And look at verse 11. The Bible says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. He's talking about a group of people in Berea. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Go to the book every day and meditate upon it. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And look at verse 31. Paul said, I protest by your rejoicing that I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. You are to be reminded that we are to put the flesh to death every day of our life. We are to do exactly what John the Baptist said. He must increase, but I must decrease. Put to death your flesh every day. Now, Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, and look at verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort one another daily. We ought to do those things every day of our life. Second of all, every day God gives us what we need. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what Psalm 23 is all about. Goodness and mercy is all we will ever need in any day. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Sometimes God's goodness and mercy is concealed in affliction, and we understand that. But we trust God that He knows exactly what we need. In Psalm 119, David said, "It is good for me to have been afflicted. It has been good for me that I was afflicted." Sometimes God's goodness and mercy is concealed in chastening. He chastens every one of His sons and daughters. Okay? Sometimes God's goodness and mercy is concealed in sorrow, but He is always there for us. Third, God is greater than anything we will face at any time. If one day in His presence is better than a thousand, we need that one day every week. We will need the strength from that day to help us through the rest of the week. We will need the refreshing from that day. We will need the resources from that day. David will face in his life the death of a little boy. David will face the rape of one of his daughters. David will face the rebellion and subsequent death of a son. David will face the death of a good friend named Jonathan. David will face the death, listen to this, David will face the death of 70,000 men whose death was caused by him. You know the story. David numbering the people. He had stopped trusting in God and he started trusting in how many soldiers he had. And he told his nephew, "Go out and number the men." And Joab simply said, "David, man, I love you, but if we had 10 times the amount of soldiers we have, it doesn't matter." David said, "Go out and do what I told you to do." So Joab went out. It took him about a year and a half. He came back, gave the number to David. And the Bible says this, "But God was displeased with what David did because he had stopped trusting in God and started trusting in the arm of flesh in numbering the men." And so here's what God did. God took 70,000 of David's soldiers' lives. Who are you going to trust in, David? So how do you make it through all that? How did David make it through all that? Well, here's how you make it. You spend time in God's house. There's strength here. One day in God's house is better than a thousand days outside. What happens when you don't? What happens when you don't spend time in God's house? Go with me to Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. And look at verse 9. "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law." Every time we meet in this place, you will get the law of God. Every time. "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the sweet time that we have when we come into these walls. We understand that these walls are sanctified by us. It's not the other way around, but you have commanded us to come into this place and to look into your word and to pray and to fellowship and to be a blessing. And oh God, help us to do it. We thank you for this opportunity tonight to come here. We thank you for the safety that you afforded us in coming here tonight. Dear Father, I just ask that you might be with us every day and that we would not be guilty of wasting one day of our life because it is so precious. In Jesus' name, amen.